O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. That first reading comes from the prophet Ezekiel. And Ezekiel, while he was a prophet who suffered greatly, was also a prophet that constantly reminded the people of the hope that they had. It's important to put that reading in its historical context. Ezekiel was one of the people who had been exiled from Jerusalem to Babylon. It happened around 580 BC. The leading people of Jerusalem had been taken captive and brought to Babylon. It was a time of hopelessness for them. It was a time that they had no sense of how they would ever get back to their homeland. Their city had been destroyed, the temple had been destroyed, and they had no way to practice their faith. And yet Ezekiel continues to remind them that God had promised to restore them, and that God would be faithful to his promises. And so the reading today speaks about rising from their graves and returning to the land of Israel. Now, the church today takes that reading and connects it with the story of the raising of Lazarus and the words of Jesus, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will never die." We get a hint right there that the graves that we are talking about in Ezekiel's reading are not the graves for our bodies. Ezekiel is talking about something else. He's speaking about our spiritual graves, our spiritual deadness. And he is talking about how God is going to raise us up to new life. And of course, that is what we believe that Jesus has done. That through his dying and his rising, he has raised us up to the hope that we can live forever. Right there after Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life," he then turns to Martha and he says to her, "Do you believe this?" That was a question for Martha, but it's also a question for each and every one of us. Do I believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? It's a question each one of us must sincerely look at. How do we know? How do we know if we truly believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? Well, it's got to be more than words, because words are easy to say. It has to be in our living. Do I live as if I believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? For that, let's go to St. Paul for a moment. St. Paul, in the reading from Romans, says, "Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit." What does Paul mean? Well, Paul uses that word flesh to talk about when we are centered in on ourselves. When our lives are focused on things that are passing, things that cannot endure. He speaks about spirit when our lives are focused on that life that Christ gives us by sharing the gift of his very self with us. Let's go to the letter to the Galatians. Paul develops that theme quite a bit. He says in chapter 5, beginning with verse 16, "Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, competing against one another, envying one another." Those are the fruits of the Spirit: joy, peace, patience, kindness. We know if the Spirit of Jesus is in us, if those are the characteristics of our lives. On the contrary, Paul gives us the manifestations of the flesh. He says, "Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like that." That is Paul's contrast, the fruits of the Spirit and the fruits of the flesh. And the question remains for each of us: do I believe? Do I truly believe in Jesus Christ as my way to life? Again, it is a question we answer not with words. We answer it with our lives. By the way I live, is it clear what I believe? What are the fruits of my life? It's a question for us to ponder as we go about this day.